So the epistle for the third Sunday after Pentecost is taken from 1 Peter chapter 5. Dearly beloved, be humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the time of visitation, casting all your care upon him, for he hath care of you. Be sober and watch, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist ye, strong in faith, knowing that the same affliction befalls your brethren who are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called unto us his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little, will himself perfect you and confirm you and establish you. To him be glory and empire forever and ever. Amen. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 15. At that time the publicans and sinners drew nigh unto Jesus to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spoke to them this parable, saying, What man of you that hath 100 sheep, and if he shall lose one of them, doth he not leave the 99 in the desert, and go after that which was lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, lay it upon his shoulders rejoicing, and coming home, call together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, because I have found my sheep that was lost. I say to you, that even so there shall be joy in heaven upon one sinner that doth penance, more than upon 99 just who need not penance. Or what woman, having 10 groats, if she lose one groat, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently until she find it? And when she has found it, call together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, because I have found the groat which I had lost. So I say to you, there shall be joy before the angels of God upon one sinner doing penance. Please be seated. The crown will be given neither to beginners nor to the advanced, but to the victorious, to those who persevere to the end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In this month of June, we celebrate the Feast of the Sacred Heart. We celebrated just this past Friday. And I think it's a good reminder to us. After reading the Gospel account, we see the Good Shepherd, we see our Lord going out, mentioning how joyful it is to have, to bring one soul back into the fold, one that was lost. And truly, this is an illustration of the love of the Sacred Heart. The love that the Sacred Heart has for all of our souls, that yes, he is willing to go out of his way to try to bring us back into the fold and the rejoice of that. And so it is quite fitting for us then in this time to consider that. The devotion to the Sacred Heart, St. Margaret Mary, who received these visions of the Sacred Heart. And I think from what I quoted to you from St. Margaret Mary, it gives us an idea of the salvation of our souls. That when we think about this crown that is imperishable, a crown that is offered to us by Almighty God, just as she says, it's not offered to the beginners, it's not offered to the advanced. Because we think about the spiritual life, we all come to it at different stages in our life. We all see the seriousness and the importance of it maybe at different times. And so at this point, it's not something that the crown is given to those that just start off, or then to those that maybe are advanced in the spiritual life. The crown comes to those that persevere. That persevere to the very end. That is where we will gain the crown from Almighty God. And so granted, for us, we can go through a lot in our spiritual lives. We can be like that one lost sheep. And so from that, that sheep that was lost, well, yes, at that point, they may not seem that they will receive the crown. But because of the grace of God, because of sacrifice, because of penances, that sheep may be one that is in heaven. Just because of that fact. And so that is why then for all of us, when we're considering then our spiritual life, we can't be too caught up in the fact of consolations or these different graces that come from God, thinking that we're advancing ourselves. It sometimes can be a fallacy for us to read St. John of the Cross, to read St. Teresa of Avila, and think that we have reached the seventh heaven. And so it's not about just this idea of being advanced in the spiritual life. It is more about the fact that we realize our weaknesses, our faults, and we do something about it. It is more about this idea of understanding that we are weak. And so therefore we must rely upon the grace of God. And that is the whole sense of the idea of St. Margaret Mary. When the Sacred Heart came to her and appeared to her and talked about the great love that he has for souls, he was inflamed with this love that he has for our souls and wants us to get to heaven. And so in some ways, St. Margaret Mary, having a deep humility, she questioned, why did he come to her? You know, why is he using her? And it's interesting to see the answer that our Lord gives to her. Our Lord said to her that he said, I use the weak instruments to show my power. And so that acknowledgement that she was making, our Lord, in a sense, acknowledged the same thing. That he uses the weak instruments in order to show the power of Almighty God. And so from that, she had asked, well, what do I need to do then? You know, what do you want from me? She said, Lord, what will you have me do? And he said, give me your free hand. And that means that our Lord will lead her. He will lead her on the path where she should go in getting this devotion out. And so that is why then she was a docile instrument. One that would draw then our Lord's love to his heart. And so that is something that we must understand, as I say, that the crown is given to those who persevere. That is why we must pray for the gift of final perseverance. Because I think too often any of us, things are going well, we have the consolations, we get confident, and then normally we fall flat on our face. And sometimes it is God's way to show to us that we must rely upon Him as opposed to ourselves. And so when we look at this devotion, when we consider the devotion to the Sacred Heart, as I say, we just celebrated the feast on Friday. Look at the Mass and see in the Mass itself of how the liturgy shows this love that God has for us. Of how much God has done for us and how much is He willing to do for us. And that is why it's so important for us to understand that, to take advantage of this. I mean, our Lord said to his apostles, can you not watch 1 hour with me? In his agony in the garden. And what happens? They fall asleep. They are weak, just as all of us are. And that was something that our Lord wanted from St. Margaret Mary. That is why we have the adoration, the holy hour, on Thursdays, because that is what our Lord requested, is to prepare then for the Fridays by having a holy hour, by watching 1 hour with our Lord. But how many of us do that? Or if we have adoration, how many of us sign up and take advantage of that? And it could be asked the same thing for all of us. Can you not watch 1 hour with me? Because if we consider and we think about the First Friday devotions, just as the First Saturday devotions, it is not simply just something that we have to do 5 First Saturdays or 9 First Fridays and then we call it good. And in some ways, it is a simple devotion to have. But in some ways also, we cannot be naive enough to think that way. It requires from us a life that is given over to the Sacred Heart, just as St. Margaret Mary was. And so we must try to put that into practice if we want to try to do the First Fridays. That there is more to it than just that. It is a changing of our whole lives if we're trying to make reparation to the Sacred Heart. We cannot add to that. We cannot add to the need for the reparation. And so that is why when our Lord came to St. Margaret Mary and talked to her about the reparation, he says the ones that hurt him the most are the ones that are the closest to him, the coldness that is there. One, he mentioned the priesthood. He mentioned the coldness that is there, and he asked for her to do that reparation. You know, especially that it was one thing that he asked of her, to repair for this coldness that the priests give to me. Not to talk about them, but just to pray and to sacrifice. But he went on to talk about the souls that are given many graces. And how those are the ones that hurt him the most. More that is given to us, more is expected. And so that coldness is specifically what St. Margaret Mary was talking about in making reparation for. And so that coldness can come in many forms. By not living our Catholic life. And it is a slap to the face of our Lord. As I've told you before, just coming to Mass on Sundays is not sufficient. It will not be sufficient for us. We must do more. And that is why then our Lord asked for these things for the first Fridays and the first Saturdays. That it is about a lifestyle as opposed to 5 days or 9 days. And so when you consider the first 9 Fridays, we are trying to make reparation for the sins against the Sacred Heart. The blasphemies that are in the world, the mocking of things. I mean, read the act of reparation to the Sacred Heart. Last Thursday, in preparation for that, we prayed that prayer at benediction. In some ways, after the sermon on Sunday, because we need it. We need it here too. And so it would be good for us to understand that the reading of that prayer and what it says and what we're making reparation for, we very easily as a parish can be doing the same things. But as I say, sometimes we're naive enough to think that because we come to this Mass, then we're all good. But we too need to make reparation. And God forbid, sometimes for our own sins. And so that is something that we must understand. That yes, not taking our faith seriously enough. That is something that we're losing out on the graces of God. So as I say, if you want to try to do the first 9 Fridays, persevere. Persevere for those 9 months and seeing that there's more to it than just coming to Mass. There must be a sense of making reparation by receiving Holy Communion, by praying, by sacrificing, by doing these small things in order to repair for the damage that is done in the world. And as I say, we see our Lord specifically says, in the coldness of those that are dear to me. I mean, granted, we can look at the world around us and see that, in a way, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. But But in some ways, a lot of the people in the world are clueless. Does it excuse them? Well, no. We are all born, we're innate with the Ten Commandments. So it doesn't excuse people. But in some ways, they don't understand. But then for us that have been given more, you know, what excuse will we be able to give? And so when our Lord specifically mentions the coldness of those that are dear to him, and he mentions the priesthood, yes. But it's also in reference to all of us. And so we must have that idea on First Fridays. It is a time period of making reparation. But are we restricted to just those 9 Fridays? Absolutely not. We must repair for the sins of this world. It doesn't hurt any of us to make small sacrifices and penances, even every day. It doesn't hurt any of us to have that spirit, which is so foreign in this world today. As I mentioned to you last Sunday, that this world is so casual. Everything is casual to this world. And also this world, everything is so selfish. Everyone thinks of themselves and satisfying themselves. That is the world we live in. That is the world we are tainted with. And so for our Lord to come to St. Margaret Mary, that was a world that she lived in, but it is truly a world that we live in. And so reparation is needed. The devotion to the first 9 Fridays, the adorations, these devotions are necessary for us to save our soul, to help us to persevere to the very end. And then one of the last parts of the devotion that Father Mateo was so popular in bringing to the world is the enthronement of the Sacred Heart. It is to where you recognize in your home our Lord Jesus Christ as the King. As I say, it's very easy for us to say that. But actions speak louder than words. At that point, it is necessary for us to put it into practice. To not just hang a picture or put a statue out and say, okay, well, we recognize our Lord. But to live that life. And that is what the enthronement is all about. Is living the life that our Lord is truly King every day of your life. And being King, he will grant us all of those graces. All of those blessings that are offered to us. The 12 promises that he gave to St. Margaret Mary about that. Tepid souls will become fervent. He will be with us at the very end of our life. And in some ways, you wonder why more people don't take advantage of that. And so that is where then the coldness hurts our Lord. The coldness of those that are consecrated to him, yes. But the coldness also of those that have been given so much. So that is what the devotion to the Sacred Heart means. That is what St. Margaret Mary tried to establish. And so pray. Pray and sacrifice for these graces. And trust in the love and the mercy that the Sacred Heart has for our souls. And that is also what we must try to consider. And that is clearly established in the gospel today of the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd, the Sacred Heart, the love and the mercy he has for our souls. And so that is why then the crown is given to those who persevere. Even amongst their failings, their weaknesses, their difficulties, as long as they are trying to persevere. they will be the ones that will receive the crown. I will leave you with the words of the Sacred Heart to St. Margaret Mary. He said, "Fear nothing, I will reign in spite of my enemies." In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.